We are in Perek Chet, Mishnah Bet. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu batzua daka, kol shenifzu habeitzim shalov afilu achas mehen. Uchrus shovcha, kol shenichres hagid, ve'im nishtayer meha'atara afilu kichut hasara, kasha. Patzua daka uchrus shovcha, mutarim bigiores umishuchreres. Ve'ein anasurin ella melavo bekahal. Shenemar, lo yaval patsuadaka uchrus shovcha bekahal Hashem. So this Mishnah is explaining to us, now that we've brought in to our discussion the concepts of a patsuadaka and a chrus shovcha, what these are. So first is, who is a patsuadaka? Any man who has had his testicles have had damage done to them in such a way that he's not able to give birth, and even if it is only one of them. A chrus shovcha is someone whose member has been severed. Then the Mishnah discusses, what does it mean severed? How much of the member has to be severed to be considered severed? If there is remaining from the atara, which is the crown, that's the place where the flesh protrudes around the area where the bris milah is performed. If from there and out, so that's not, as long as there is kichut asara, even a little bit left, from that point on, that man is still kasher. And if not, then not. Ptsua daka uchrus shovcha are mutter to marry a gioris, a convert, a woman convert, and or mishuchreres, a freed female slave. The only iser, says the Mishnah, is to not have a marriage with someone in the kahal. Because the verse says a ptsuadaka and a chus shovcha should not come into the community of God. And that means marriage. And the Gemara explains that even though a Mishuchweres and a Gioris are full members of the Jewish community, in a halachic sense, they aren't considered this community. They have a term of community unto themselves. Next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Since we started talking about some of these different Isurim, so the next Mishnah is going to talk about some other types of Isurim when it comes to marriage. Amoni u'moabi asurim of Isuran Isur Olam. Aval Nekevo Sehem Mutaros Miad. So an Ammonite man and a Moabite man are Aser. A woman cannot marry one of them. We're talking about after they convert. Even if someone who's an Ammonite or a Moabite man converts, still cannot marry a Jewish woman. And that Iser lasts forever. It doesn't matter how many generations down you go. But women, a Moabites or an Ammonites, they can marry a Jewish man. We'll see a little bit of the reason why at the end of the Mishnah, but one thing the Gemara does is it darshans over here and says, Amoni velo Ammonit, Moabi velo Moabit. That since the Torah stated this Isser in the masculine, the drasha is it's only for men and not for women. And of course, the famous case the Gemara brings in is King David himself, whose great ancestor was Ruth, and Ruth, of course, was from Moab. So, according to King David, so we have to, that's the great discussion King David has with the scholars of his time, is this very halacha. Mitzri v'adomi ein amasurim ela ad shloshadoros. Echad zecharim ve'echad nekevos. In contrast, an Egyptian or an Edomite, so a Mitzri, or I shouldn't say Egyptian, because nowadays all of these distinctions are out. The Gemara says that Ba Sencherev u'bilbel es ha'olam. Sencherev came along, he was a great ruler at the end of the time of the first temple, the great world ruler who also was responsible for that first exile and destruction of the temple. And he shook up the whole world, and so afterwards there are no more distinctions along these lines to know who is an Ammonite, a Moabite, a Mitzri, or an Adomi. So just saying Egyptian, we certainly do not mean the modern-day the modern day people who live in Egypt, but rather the biblical people who lived in Egypt, the Mitzri. So those Mitzri or Edomi, they are only usher for three generations. That's because that's what the Torah tells us. They're only usher for three generations. After three generations of converted Mitzrim or Edomim, they are able to marry whoever they like. And that isser is whether it's a male or a female. So both for men and women, a Mitzri and a Edomi are usher for three generations, and after that they're permitted. Whereas an Ammoni and a Moabi, an Ammonite and a Moabite, it's only men and not women at all, but they're usher forever. Rabbi Shimon matir es nekevos miyad. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says that by an Egyptian and by an Edomi, so it is only for men and not for women. So according to Rabbi Shimon, both an Ammoni and a Moabi and a Mitzri and a Edomi are both only for men and not for women. And but the difference is that Ammoni and a Moabi is for all time for the men, and a Mitzri and a Edomi is only for three generations for the men. But all women from those groups to be permitted immediately. Amar Reb Shimon kal v'chomer hadavari. Reb Shimon says a kal v'chomer. Ma'im b'makom she'asar es zechari misr olam hitir es nekevos miyad. Makom shelo asar es zecharim ela ad shelosh doros eino din shenatir es nekevos miyad. Says Reb Shimon the following idea: if in the place where you usher the men forever, that's an Ammoni and a Moabi, but still you permitted the women from those groups to get married right away, so shouldn't it be all the more so in a place where we only ushered the men for three generations, shouldn't it be logical that we would permit the women right away? Amru lo, im halacha nekava, v'im ledin yesh tshuva. The Chachamim say back to Reb Shimon, interestingly, that if what you're saying is a halacha, which probably means that it's like a masorah, something that you heard as a halacha, but it's not your own logic, then we will accept it. But if it is a kal v'chomer that you made yourself, so then we have an answer for it. The Mishnah does not say what the answer would be, but the Bar Tanor fills us in over here that what the answer would be is that the verse when it says the Ammoni and the Moabi, it says the reason over there. It says a shelo kidmu to bring you, that they didn't come out, they didn't run out to bring you water and food. And the idea is that an Isha, it's not her way to go out first in that sense. So lo kidmu, they didn't run out to offer you first your sustenance, and they darshan out that that wouldn't be the normal way of an Isha, who would be more tsenua, more modest, and would be at home, and the man would go out and offer those things in those biblical times. Therefore, the Torah must have only been talking about the men, whereas by the Mitzri and the Edomi, where there is no reason offered in the Torah as to why they aren't allowed to join the community. So there, we would say it applies to men and women equally. Reb Shimon answers back to them, Amar lahem, lo, ki halacha ani omer. Reb Shimon, the way that the Bar Tanor is understanding it, is he's saying, no, even if you think that you would have an answer for the kal v'chomer, I still would be able to make my kal v'chomer. So he argues them in the kal v'chomer. But nonetheless, I'm still telling you a halacha. I'm telling you a masorah, a tradition that I got of what the halacha is, and it's not my own logic. Even though that is the case, so it seems to be that the halacha still is not like Rabbi Shimon. Even though the Chachamim did say they would agree to him, it seems to be the halacha still is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mamzerim v'nisinin asurim isuran iser olam. Echad zacharim v'echad nekevos. Finishes off the Mishnah by talking about two groups of people, mamzerim, who we've talked about at length. The halachic definition of mamzerim are children who are born from a relationship which has an iser kares, the arayas, an ancestral relationship or a relationship of a man with a married woman. those types of relationships. Nesinim, we discussed also, they were a group of people, the Givonim, who converted in the days of Joshua, of Yehoshua, and the reason they're called Nesinim is because the Pasuk says that they were appointed to be Chotvei Eitzim Veshoavei Mayim, to be woodcutters and water drawers, and the word for being, for appointing over there is Nesunim, is from this word Nesin, that they were given or placed as, and therefore they're called the Nesinim. And they are not allowed to marry in either. So that's what the Mishnah says. They are Aser. And their Iser is an Iser Olam. It is forever. It doesn't expire after a certain number of generations. And we don't make any distinction whether they are men or whether they are women. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel.